do that, Mr. Gunning.
A landlord under fire.
You can't go into your tenant's apartment, start moving around their stuff.
My answer's misinterpreted then.
No, it wasn't misinterpreted by me.
Will his testimony crash and burn?
I came into the room after the 30-day notice had expired.
That's not what you told me in your answer, sir.
They had not paid rent. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, well, now you're changing your story.
I'm not changing my story.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 20-year-old Annie Albritton and 21-year-old Doreen Chafee are suing their former landlord, Evan Gunney, for the return of rent, towing and impound fees, the return of belongings, and harassment.
Order. All rise. This is case number 109 on the calendar, the matter of Albritton Chafee versus Gunney.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
You two ladies were roommates, and you lived with the defendant. He was the primary tenant on the lease. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that he owes you some money for rent. He had your car towed, and he damaged some of your property. You want to be compensated to the tune of $5,000. Not sure about Mr. Gunney's defense to some of the things, at least with regard to the car. He says that the car was dead. You had abandoned it, left it in his driveway. He had it towed away. He said that there was some problem with you coming back into the apartment at some point after you had already moved out and made some threats. So I have a few questions for you, Mr. Gunney, because there were things that I didn't quite understand in your answer. So let's go back. Do you have a home?
Yes.
And you rented to which of these?
Doreen Chafee.
Who was that? That would be you.
Yes.
And you brought in another roommate?
Yes.
Is that what happened so far?
She was having monetary difficulties due to a DUI that
she... I don't care.
Okay.
She brought in another roommate?
Yes.
And when did she bring in the roommate?
November.
So as of November of 2010. And did they pay rent for November?
They paid rent.
Paid rent?
Late.
Did they... I don't care. Late. They paid rent. You accepted it?
Yes.
Did they pay rent for December?
Late.
Did you accept it?
Yes.
Did they pay rent for January?
Yes.
Now, I read your answer, Mr. Gunney, and I was concerned about the following. They paid rent for January, and that's part of the month that they are asking money back from you for the month of January. And in the month of January, according to your answer, you say, I heard that they were moving out. That's what you say. I heard the plaintiffs would be moving out. So a 30-day notice was given to them upon receipt of their last month's rent. That's what you swore to in your answer.
Yes.
Everyone was happy. That's what you say.
Mm-hmm.
But then you go on to say, I went into their room to take some measurements and moved some of their things on their beds.
Yeah, I was doing some adjustments in the room to clean up the house and so forth. And during Doreen's stay at my house, we pretty much had free room of anyone's room. She would come into my room using my computer, check her emails. I afforded her every luxury that she could have. I tried to make her...
Okay, you can't do that, Mr. Gunney. You're the landlord. You can't go into her room, move around their things, especially if they paid for rent for the month of January. You have no right to do that.
Well, this was actually after the 30 days expired.
No, that's not according to you. Not according to your answer. I just read your answer.
I made my answers misinterpreted, ma'am.
No, it wasn't misinterpreted by me. Everyone was happy. I went into their room to take some measurements and move some of the things onto their beds. They had not been home in some weeks when suddenly Annie came home to pick up some things. She became irate and began cursing at me. Her behavior was threatening to me and other roommates in the house. That was in the month of January.
The rent is due on the 15th of the month. It's from the 15th to the 15th. The 30-day notice was given on the 15th of January. Her irateness was towards February.
Mr. Gunney, you can't go into your tenant's apartment, start moving around their stuff and exercising any dominion and control over that premises, with the exception of an emergency, if there's a flood or some sort of a quake and you have to go in there to preserve property, because they have paid for that space for that month. For instance, let's say if they paid for the month of January and their stuff stayed in there until March and they wanted their security deposit back and they wanted money, they say, we weren't there. Well, you were there. Your stuff was there. You can't say, well, I wasn't there physically because my body wasn't there. If your clothes are there, your furniture, your bed, whatever, that means they're there and they're responsible for rent. Similarly, if they've paid you rent, you have no legal right, absent an emergency, to
even
go into their property.
Even after 30 days notice?
Especially after 30 days
okay,
notice.
Okay, after those 30 days have expired?
Just a second. Are you telling me, sir, are you changing your answer now? You didn't let me finish my question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you telling me that you went into the room that they were occupying and they had not paid rent at that time for that room?
I'm saying that I came into the room after the 30-day notice had expired.
That's not what you told me in your answer, sir. You said to me, I heard plaintiff was moving out, so a 30-day notice was given to them upon receiving their last month's rent.
I think the answer was misinterpreted. The 30-day notice was given by the tenants, and the tenants signed off a 30-day notice and signed off on the release of the 30-day notice.
Just a second. I'm telling you, if they had paid rent during that time that you went into their property, you can't do
that.
They
had not paid rent, is what I'm saying.
Oh, well, now you're changing your story.
I'm not changing my story. I'm correcting.
What day and month did you go in to take measurements in their apartment?
February.
February what?
I believe it was the 16th or the 17th.
What do you mean you believe it was the 16th or the 17th?
This is June, you know. I'm a very busy man.
Month,
I don't keep track of
what month
everything
did he
I
go
do.
In to your...
January 15th, Your Honor. I have a receipt with the date on it.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. Our stuff was thrown out 2 days after this receipt was made. Which he came to pick up our things.
It's interesting. She gives the date as February 17th on her original complaint to the court.
I'd like to see it.
She's giving you two different dates.
I'd actually like to see that. That's very interesting. I want you to take a look at this. This is your original small claims case where it says, when did this happen? And you say February 17th, 2011.
That is incorrect, Your Honor.
Well, how do I know that? You signed it.
On the paper, it asks the time frame between it happened. It started in January 17th.
No. Rental agreement was broken 2 days after last month's rent was paid. All personal items were thrown outside. Car was illegally towed off property, missing and damaged property. When did this happen? And it says date, and you say February 17th, 2011. If no specific date, give the time period, and you have blank, blank. But it's very specific here, February 17th. Would you show this to her?
Put the wrong date, Your Honor. I put the wrong date, Your Honor.
Well, that's a problem for you. That would be a problem for you. Because there's no question, you hadn't paid rent for February, right?
Yes, Your Honor. We were not there in February. All of our belongings were out by the end of January, Your Honor.
Well, not according to this sworn statement that you sent to the court.
That is correct.
Now, you want to tell me about the car? When was it towed?
The car was towed a few days after me and my dad went to get a couple days.
After your dad and I?
Me and my dad went
to
his house.
No, your dad and I.
Okay, my dad and I went to his house to pick up the rest of my belongings. We told him we were going to come get the car towed because it was not running. And 2 days after that, he towed my car away. I have a copy of the receipt the day it was towed and also the day that I came and paid.
How long had the car been sitting in the...
The car had been sitting there a few weeks, Your Honor.
What's a few weeks? What's a few weeks?
A long time. A lot of
money. How long is a long time? It has been sitting in his driveway.
It had been sitting in his driveway since January 15th after we paid our rent. We had 30 days to get our belongings out.
She had a new car,
Just a second.
Honor. She bought a new
Listen
car.
Listen to me. How long had the car been sitting dead in his driveway?
A month, Your Honor.
Why was your car sitting in his driveway dead?
It was not running, Your Honor. I was waiting for my dad to come and tow it for me. We went to his house and it told him, can we come tow the car in a week? My car was towed before we went down there to tow the car back to my house.
That's your problem. Grow up.
I was under the impression, Your Honor, that I had 30 days to get all of my belongings
Grow
out
up.
Of his house.
Your belongings weren't in the house. They were outside the house. A dead car.
Okay.
Did you get a new car?
Yes, I did get a new car.
In what month did you get a new car?
I got a new car the day after. It was in January. January, Your Honor.
You know, I don't believe. Actually, I don't believe anything that you're telling me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Now, as a matter of fact, that's so interesting. One of you filed the case and one of you signed it? Is that right?
I don't see how that is possible.
And later today,
he signed a contract saying that he would pay me back the money for that loan or that he would pay me double.
I signed that.
Just a sec. It's a ridiculous contract.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Annie Albritton and Doreen Chafee claim former landlord Evan Gunney owes for the return of rent, towing and impound fees, the return of property, and harassment.
You want to say anything to me?
Our rent, we paid rent on January the 15th, our last month's rent. 2 days later.
When was the rent due?
January 15th.
So you paid on January 15th?
I did pay on January the 15th.
And?
He gave me a receipt. Here's the 30-day notice. So I have till February the 15th to get my things.
Well, you paid rent for January to February.
Correct.
Correct.
And 2 days later, my things are outside.
Not according to the sworn statement that you both signed. When you filed your complaint, you said that this stuff was outside February 17th.
My witness is right here who went to go pick up my things outside.
Mm-hmm. Your last name is?
Landrum.
Mr. Landrum, do you ever file a small claims case?
No, ma'am.
Do you ever go to court?
Yes, ma'am.
Ever go to court in a civil case?
No, ma'am.
Just a criminal case?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. These young ladies signed this small claims case. No, as a matter of fact, that's so interesting. I have plaintiff is Annie Albritton, and it's signed by Doreen Chafee. That's you. So one of you filed the case and one of you signed it? Is that right?
I don't see how that is possible.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Listen, your sworn statements, signed or unsigned, reads that this happened February 17th. February 17th is beyond the time which you paid rent. Goodbye. Good luck. Goodbye.
Please excuse me. Step out.
Thank you.
They were very controlling. They would come in our room whenever they pleased.
As far as going into her room, I apologize.
We'd come home, our belongings would be moved. Some of them would be missing.
You know, I feel bad that they took it in the way they did.
They were always just calling us, hey, how come you're not home? Where are you guys at?
I call her to see where she is. Hey, dinner's ready. It's in the microwave.
Why aren't you here? We never wanted to be home. We were uncomfortable.
It's important that we have a family structure. She's a girl on her own.
Then he has cameras all over his house, so we thought we were being videotaped.
I have cameras in my house, outside the house.
And I have naked pictures of you. You should see what I have.
The only thing is the cameras don't work.
But that's the main reason why we wanted to move out. We didn't feel comfortable.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Aldous versus Carroll. Step forward.
Ashley Aldous is suing her ex-boyfriend, Robert Carroll, for tuition, living expenses, and the money to pay off a loan from his grandmother.
Ms. Aldous, the defendant is your ex-boyfriend that you claim he owes you for a loan.
Yes.
Mr. Carroll says he has paid you back money for the loan, and he can prove that he's paid you back the money for the loan. So tell me what the money for the loan was for when you extended the loan to him, and then you're going to show me that you paid it back. Great. Go ahead.
All right. So I started dating Robert in January, and I issued him a loan in February.
February of 2011?
Yes. Well, that's when he asked me for the loan, and
well, tell me about the conversation.
Okay. He was interested in going back to school because we had a conversation on what our future plans were, where we were going, and
this is after 4 weeks.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And he said that he wanted to go back to school, but he owed the school money, so he owed them a debt.
What did you owe the school money for?
Well, I owed them because I signed up for classes and I didn't go, so I had things going on at that time, so I wasn't able to go.
So you
back.
Signed up for classes and just didn't show up, so you owed them for tuition.
Right.
Okay. How much did you owe them, Mr. Carroll?
I owed the school $524. Then a collection agency picked it up, and I owed him $751 or $752 or something like that.
You mean altogether?
Altogether.
And is that what you loaned to him?
Yes.
Okay. And you acknowledge that she loaned that to you?
Yes.
And is that the loan we're talking about?
That is the loan that he owes me for, that I am suing him for.
Okay. Well, you are actually suing him, Ms. Aldous, for $1,500. You want to explain that to me?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Did you ask him to move in with you?
He asked me to move in.
This is after 4 weeks?
Yes.
Was he working?
No.
So you knew he wasn't going to pay you rent?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ashley Aldis says, ex-boyfriend Robert Carroll owes for a series of unpaid loans. Robert claims he's already paid his debt in full.
Go ahead.
He signed a contract saying that he would pay me back the money for that loan or that he would pay me double. And so I doubled
it. That's a ridiculous contract, and it's void. It's a usurious rate.
He's the one that created this contract himself.
I signed that.
Just a second. It doesn't make any difference. I just showed you. It's a void contract.
Okay.
It's not void that he owes you for the loan.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you take the money out of a bank account or on a credit card?
It was on a credit card.
Well, then if she took it on a credit card, Mr. Carroll, she did pay interest on that credit card. So you have to show me when exactly you paid her back.
Well, I've got dates and times into her own personal account from my account.
Okay,
straight into her account. $2,100.
Well, the first time there was a transfer, it was $800, Ms. Aldis, and that was April 28th, 2011. And what was that for, Mr. Carroll?
That was the money that I owed her.
Okay. So now, let's say this $800 that was April 28th paid off your loan. Then you made additional, according to you, deposits, one May 6th, one May 5th. What was that for?
Well, at the time, I didn't have checks to pay my grandma back. I owed my grandma some money, too. And she had checks, so I transferred the money into her account so she could write a check to my grandma.
Did you write a check to his grandmother?
Yes, I did.
In what amount?
$600.
Okay, so that's so far accurate. So far, he hasn't borrowed the $600 from you because he put $2,100 in your account.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. He owed me for rent and living expenses because
we never
we had an agreement. We did.
We did not agree on it.
Listen, don't speak to her.
Sorry, Judge.
Don't speak to her. He owed you for rent.
For rent
now,
and living expenses.
Just a second.
Sorry.
Did you move into an apartment together?
He moved into my place.
How long did he live with you?
For about 4 months, the extent of our relationship.
Okay. Did you ask him to move in with you?
He asked me to move in.
And what did you say?
I said that he could, but we had to have an agreement that he was going to support himself because I told him that I cannot afford to support him because I have my own kids to support and I do not make that much money.
Was he working?
No.
So when he moved in with you, he was not working?
No.
So you knew he wasn't going to pay you rent when he first moved in with you. He had no job.
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, there was no reasonable anticipation that he was going to start to pay you rent. Now, what are the bills did you, in fact, pay for him?
The loan. The
loan
to the
we've taken care of.
Okay.
What else?
None of the bills where we live were in his name. Everything's in my name because it's my place.
Listen to me, it's your place with your children.
Yes.
I just want to know what additional expenses you had by virtue of the fact that Mr. Carroll, who had no source of income when you met him and he moved in with you, what additional expenses you had because he lived there?
Well, he used too much usage on my internet bill, and so my internet bill, I paid that due to him raising it to $300.
Okay, well, that's more than covered in the $800 that he gave you. Additionally, over and above the loan, after we took off his grandmother, after we took off for everything, what else?
And for utilities, electric, water, everything.
Ms. Aldis, he doesn't owe you any money, period. He's
yes.
not paying you twice the loan. I've already told you that your contract, which provides for double, is void. It's against public policy. He owed you for the loan. He paid you for the loan. You had an extra $700 to $800 in the amount of money that he transferred in your account. If he owed a little piece for water, a little piece for electric, a little piece for something else in the few months that he lived with you, take it out of that. Your case is dismissed.
No,
that's
excuse
all.
Excuse me. I have a text message from him saying
it's over.
That he...
Parties are excused. May step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I don't owe her nothing.
He promised me that he would pay me back.
I took care of her kids for her.
All the money that he owes me.
I took care of her.
And that he would never do anything like this.
Isn't that what a relationship is?
Because he's a decent person.
You take care of each other?
When obviously he's not.